Welcome to my chamber, my little lair of delight. Come in. I caught you off guard, didn't I? And I know there's a lot to take in as you walk into my chamber of desire, my room of naughtiness, these four walls of sensual delight and kinky pleasures. Oh, I can see it in your eyes. That's it. Take it all in. Have a good look around. I don't mind. There's a lot to take in after all. Oh, don't be perturbed by the strange contraptions on the walls, by the way. They may look somewhat like torture devices, but I guarantee they are less than torturous, or at least it's the kind of torture you come for. Yes, you come for that torture, willingly, most willingly. Besides, haven't you heard that what is pain for some is pleasure for others? Anyway, these toys are not for you, my boy. Well, not yet, not tonight. No tools needed for this session, just an obedient boy with a willingness and desire to listen and obey and comply. And in doing so, the rest will just come together. Tonight, you are my toy, and this kitty wants to play. Let me introduce myself to you. You have walked into the lair of Mistress Cat, Kinky Kitty Cat. And this kitty has claws, but is also very playful and lovable. Make me purr, and I'll give you joy. That's how this works. For I am your queen, your owner, your absolute fetish delight, lady of tease and torture, and here to explore a world of pleasurable, lusting sensuality. Testing your self-control, listening to my words, listening to everything I say, careful not to miss a beat as I increase the rate at which my words are uttered, or even when I slow them and lower my voice to a whisper. The more you're listening to my words, the more you notice them lapping away at you. It's as though I am licking you with my own tongue. But it's my words that are caressing your mind. Sensual. Erotic. You can't help but hang on everything I say. And the more you listen, the more you find yourself sinking for me. Sinking. And I haven't even started yet. Well, as you can see, I am quite good at what I do. Quite professional, and I'm here to delve into your thoughts and extract those inhibitions out of you. That's right, I am taking away all your inhibitions right now to suck the poison that is stopping you from fully engaging and enjoying. Because I know sometimes boys want to be owned, but sometimes they have these little inhibitions about letting go. They might not even know that it's there. Sometimes it's in their deepest unconscious mind, and I'm going to melt that shit away so you are completely and utterly mine. You've come to me for a reason, and I intend to make sure that you leave here either, well, released, unreleased, satisfied, frustrated, who knows? Who knows? The outcome depends on you, but in the meantime, you're in good hands. Now, as long as you're here in my chambers, standing, taking in these four walls, admiring the view, admiring me, admiring my voice, your inhibitions start to melt away, and you do notice them. With every inhibition, every worry of judgment, everything that is racing in your mind right now, you realize that the more relaxed you feel, the more you're listening to me, the more you're standing here, the longer that we speak, the more free you feel, the more relaxed you feel, the more grounded you feel, the more willing you are to just be you, just be free to submit. And as you listen on, your ability to totally immerse yourself in the here and now increases, and outside thoughts and distractions melt away. So now, with that being said and established, I want you to turn around and look behind you. Yes, you see that door that you walked through to enter my chambers? That big, dark brown wooden door, the iron clasps. You've left it wide open. That's not good enough. So right now, I am going to give you a choice. Don't say that Kitty isn't fair. She's very, very fair. Now that you've had a taste of me, now that you've spoken to me, now that you know a little about what I am all about, you have the decision to make. And it's probably the only time you will have this decision. Step in or step out. Because you may get asked to do things you might not be sure of. You may get asked to do things you've done before or have never done before. Or you might be asked to do things that you'll just love. You don't know until you delve in, but there's one thing that you must do before you close that door is to be utterly and completely 100% sure that you can surrender fully. Oh, I don't want anything halfway. It's just not good enough. I want you to be fully compliant, fully willing, fully available, and 100% mine. Do you understand? So make your choice. If you decide to stay in and close that door, it'll be a sign of your complete and utter dedication and submission to me. A sign of your absolute an utter commitment to my instructions, my methods. You are placing yourself eagerly and readily in my hands, in these latex-gloved hands. So think about it and make sure you're ready. This moment is the only time you will have any choices made available to you. And the sound of that door closing will leave you realizing that you have committed to the most powerful seductress you have ever known. And from that point, you will know you are in good hands. And you'll want to keep returning because this session today is not a one-off. I assure you, this is simply an introduction. This is simply a taster of what is to come. And you and I will be back here for more and more and more. Yes, it's a journey after all. So commit only if you can, and I don't want any fucking excuses. Good. Good. And so the choice has been made. Even when you leave at the end, after I'm finished using you as my little play toy, you'll be able to think of no one but me. Because I am going to play with you so, so well. I'm going to tease you and fuck your mind up with my femininity and my dominance over you. And this will cause you to want to return over and over again because of the obedience and because of the dedication and the promise you have made to me today. Now, walk towards me. Sit on the floor like a good boy. You're a good boy, aren't you? Now have a good look at me now. Look at me. That's right. Here I'm stood in front of you, towering over you, my latex top glistening in the light, stretching tight over my perfectly perked breasts. Do you like that? You can clearly see my cleavage. Oh, yes. And this, in turn, I've noticed is exciting you. That bulge growing between your legs. You enjoying trying to make out the shape of my bosoms, aren't you? My perk nipples poking through the latex. Ah, I bet you want to touch them, don't you? No, no, no. Let me grab your face. That's it. You like the feel of my warm gloves clenching onto your chin like so. I can lift your head up and down. You're like my little puppet right now, and you want to give in. You love the feel of my fingers on your chin, and you're enjoying the lifting, the nodding motion I am making with your head right now. You are nodding away. Yes. Yes, mistress. Good boy. Now, look down. Let me direct you. See this tiny latex skirt I'm wearing? I wore it especially. It's so short and shiny, you can see your reflection in it, stretching tight over my gorgeous feminine curves. Yes. Look, look closely. Can you see your face in it? Say yes, mistress. And you can just about see the gusset of my black panties beneath. I know, super, super short. If you look further down, you can see the tops of my stockings, lacy, black, elegant, silky and sexy. You love how the light catches on these wonderful silky nylons. And you're dying to get your fingers on them, aren't you? Now, lower your head and really enjoy my legs. These long, luscious legs of mine. You wish they were wrapped around you right now. You just want to worship them, don't you? With all of your being, with every fiber of strength that you have left right now as you sit there kneeling on the floor so obediently, staring up at this wonderful, wonderful figure of absolute femininity, this wonderful, classic mistress. Touch my silky stockinged legs. Go on, worship them. Yes, feel it on your fingertips. So smooth, so soft. Run your fingers up and down them like a good boy. It's almost like you're softly tickling my leg. Yes, doesn't it feel lovely? Watch the bulge in your pants growing, growing and growing and growing. Yes. Oh, you can almost smell the fragrance, can't you? Smell it. Breathe it in. Breathe me in. Yes. Lightly perfumed. Very distinctive. Very erotic. And it gets you so aroused. As you continue touching my leg, you feel yourself giving in to me more and more. You're wondering why you've never met a woman like me. You've probably noticed as well that I'm not wearing any boots. But that's because mistress needs some foot worship right now. So I'm going to go and sit here on my velvet red sofa. You're going to take off your clothes. That's right. You're going to take them all off like a good boy. And then I want you to crawl towards me and rub my feet. Good boy, my good little servant. Take it off. Take it all off. Yes, from your top to your pants. I want nothing restricting you. Maybe mistress should put on a collar for her little plaything, her little pet. Oh, mistress has found a nice collar for you. Yes. This says, cat's plaything. Perfect. Let's see if this fits you, my darling. Perfect, as if it was made for you. Oh, I like that very much. Now, crawl over to me and start rubbing my feet. Ah, that's right. Rub them. Nice, firm. Yes. Admire the feel. Admire the scent. Admire that perfumed fragrance. Admire the softness of my soles and the warmth of my feet and rub them with such love. Oh, yes. The more that you rub my feet is so, the more enhanced and relaxed the sensation, the more aroused you are feeling. You're feeling me and my feet. You're just loving the feeling of them. You're loving watching the tension leave my body. You're loving the pleasing me. You're loving to hear me moan. You're loving that I am loving this. It's a cycle of pleasure and pleasure. It means you will also get pleasure. Ah, good boy. Enjoy the feeling of my toes wiggling about from beneath the stockings. Oh, you want so much to kiss them and worship them, don't you? Yes. Know your place at the bottom of my feet. Know your place, boy. Know your place, plaything. Ah. Very good. Keep rubbing. Keep rubbing. Good boy. Good submissive little boy. Now look at me. Look at me for a second. Admire your mistress. Memorize this face. My long raven black hair cascading down my shoulders. Look at it. Look at it in awe. That's right. Admire my dark, seductive eyes that are powerful. That melt you, that make you just want to absolutely do anything to please me. These eyes put you in a trance. Just by looking into them, you feel yourself getting lost. These absolute dark chocolate pools sucking you in with every word I speak. And you can't help yourself because you know that deep down you want to give in. You know I know what I'm doing and you know that you are in good hands. And as you look into my eyes, you can't help but notice these blood red lips that make you follow my words with such intent. Every word I utter, you're mesmerized by my lips and the way that they form each and every word. Each and every word. each and every, watching my mouth, listening to the sounds I'm making, listening to my voice and the patterns of which I speak, the speed, the velocity, the volume. It's sucking you in, it's making you mine. And with every moment that passes, the more you go under, the more you're going deeper, the more you're becoming my plaything, the more you are dedicating yourself to me, the more you want to serve and you love to serve, because you know serving me right now is your only desire. Now keep rubbing my feet. I didn't tell you to stop. You've been listening so intently and watching me so closely that you almost lost yourself for a moment, didn't you? Feel your knees pressed up against the ground. Feel the cold floor beneath you. But feel the softness and the warmth of my feet in your hands. Feel it as you massage me further and you admire me. The more time we spend here, the more time you're rubbing my feet and my legs, the more desperate you become for me to control you and to control your pleasure absolutely and completely. But I'm building you up slowly, because why is there a need to rush? There isn't. You are dedicated 100%. As soon as you close that door, you realize that you are giving yourself to me, and you are so dedicated. Nothing else matters and nothing else exists at the moment. It's just you and I, a cat and her prey, playing. Well, I'm playing, but I'm definitely playing with you, my toy, cat's toy. Do you like that? Good boy. Good boy. You look so good in your collar. I hope it's fitting you snugly but comfortably, because I want you to be comfortable. I just want to play. Now let my feet go. I'm watching you and that cock hardening as you're sitting there on your knees. As you are so mesmerized by my beauty, by my words, by my utter presence. Feel yourself sinking lower with every word I utter. Notice the body sensations and the fact that your cock is hardening even though your body is feeling heavy. It's like my words have become restraints, tying you down, locking you into place, cuffing your ankles to the floor. You can't move even if you wanted to. You feel stuck, but that's okay. Because you are mine. And right now you want to please. You want to be restrained. You want to be obedient. Remember, what is happening right here, right now, is just between the two of us. No one will know. So get those inhibitions gone. I am a professional. Rest assured. I'm very good at what I do. And in seeing this and hearing my words play with your mind, you let me play with you more and more. You want me to play with you. You need to play with you. Drop. Snap. Drop. More and more. Snap. Keep dropping. Drop. For me. Snap. Yes, that's right. Drop. Sinking further. Snap. For me.
Drop.
Sink.
Snap.
For me. Drop.
Drop.
For me.
Snap.
Keep going. For me.
Drop.
Yes.
Snap.
For me.
Snap.
For me.
Snap.
All for me.
Snap.
Good boy.
Drop.
Keep
snap.
Dropping. Breathing.
Drop. Snap.
Sink.
Drop.
Drop. Inhibitions.
Snap.
Gone.
Snap.
Desire
snap.
To resist. Melt
snap.
Away.
Snap.
No desire
drop.
To resist. Weak.
Snap.
Mine. You are
that's
mine.
Right.
Your thoughts leaving you now. Oh, you're in absolute awe of this temptress, this seductress. Thoughts are empty, forgetting everything. You're even forgetting who you are, where you're meant to be. Oh, it doesn't matter, because you are meant to be here. Right here, right now. You are meant to be with me and treat me and provide for me and listen to me. So good boy. Feel this velvety voice caressing your mind, your body. The words massaging your muscles. Words are as good as my touch. My warm fingertips on your face right now. Stroking your hair. Holding your chin. Stroking you like a good little pet. Like a good little mouse. Like a good little
plaything.
Plaything. My plaything.
My toy.
My toy. Let me come closer to you. I can feel your energy weaken as I get closer
and closer.
Listen to me as I whisper in your ear. Every word is melting away your worries and your thoughts and anxiety. You feel yourself falling for me, aching to serve, aching to be obedient. These whispers are going through your mind. I'm fucking your brain right now. Feel me fucking your brain. Feel me fucking you.
My toy.
Melting away your thoughts and inhibitions.
Melting everything.
Drop.
Any
drop.
Inhibitions. Snap. Lose snap. Yourself in my snap. Words. This snap. Is your mistress. Mistress cat. I want you to reach down now to that throbbing cock of yours. It's been absolutely aching this whole time, but you're feeling so mesmerized by me. You know that the journey together is going to be fun, and this is just the beginning. This session is just to get acquainted. Your cock is so hard, throbbing, aching to be played with, begging to be stroked. Well, let me let you stroke it then. Ah, one finger only, just a one finger stroking. That's right. One finger stroking the top, that's all you get. All you get right now. Yes, throb for me. Ache for me. Beg for more. Keep going. Stroke the head. Good boy. Stop. Perhaps you want me to stroke that cock with my nylon feet. Yes, here. I can feel you throbbing beneath the soles of my warm feet. That's right. Feel the soft, silky material stroking against that girth. Yes, you can smell that perfume of mine again as I'm rubbing you firmer now and a little bit harder. Yes, a little bit quicker, looking at that pre-cum just oozing out from your cock as I do so. A little foot play, feeling my toes wrapping around your cock right now. The sensation is amazing, isn't it? Foot play, yes, foot play. Up and down, that gorgeous, gorgeous feeling. These beautiful feet falling for me, my toy. Take your cock. I'm done with you. Take it in your hand. That's right. Using just your thumb and your first finger, massage the head only. Just the head. That's right. Like so. Okay. Maybe a little bit quicker. That's it. Really get that pre-cum pumping out of you. Beg for more. Come on. Let me hear you now. Beg. Let me hear you beg. You want more. Beg again, my little toy. Yes. Say it. Say it. Mistress Cat, please let me use my hands. Say it. Yeah. Mistress Cat, please let me use my hands. Oh, you want to use your full hands, do you? Yes. Please, mistress, let me wank quicker. Oh, come on, let me hear the desperation in your voice. Come on, please, mistress, say it. Yes, please, mistress cat, kinky cat. Who is your mistress? Who is your owner? Who do you love? Yes, who do you serve? Who do you serve? Say it. Good boy. That's right. Keep on using your first finger and your thumb like a good boy. Yes, aching. Aching right now, aren't you? Look at those swollen balls. Okay, keep doing it. Say my name again. Say it again. Good boy. Oh, look at your body. It weakens every time you say it. I'm conditioning you to make sure that you don't forget this name. And when you say it, when you utter the name Mistress Cat, Mistress Kinky Cat, you'll notice that the more you say it, the more desperate you become to please me, the more enamored you become with me, the more you want to be around me. Let me hear it in your voice now. Let me hear it again. Ooh, that gets me off so much. And just watching you there, pathetic and weak, rubbing that cock of yours with nothing but your thumb and finger. Desperate to let me allow you to play. But you're a good boy, doing exactly as you're told.
Listen to me carefully, my special toy. I'm addressing you right now, like my lisp, my perfume. Do you hear me coming closer again to you as you're wanking that pathetic cock of yours? The more I carry on doing this, the more weak you feel, the more aroused you are. Tingling, the same shivers. My words are fucking you right now. I just want you to feel my breath down your neck. It's as though my breath and my words are caressing your body. Feel my breath. Against your ear, sensation is making you want to come. I'm ready to spring to you now as I'm breathing down you as you're playing.
Feel
with
my
yourself.
Breath and stop. Stop playing with yourself. Stop right there. Now drop for me again. Total and complete submission and obedience. Oh, you're so lost right now. You're so lost. here with Kitty Cat. Kinky Mistress Cat is playing so hard with you, it's not fair. Baby wants to come. Okay, we'll see about that, shall we? Maybe I'd like to see you get blue balls, blue throbbing balls. Look at it, you just want to come. That pre-cum is just dripping out. It's desperate for me. Take two fingers and your thumb now and up and down the whole shaft. The whole shaft this time, okay? I'm giving you the shaft, not just the head. I'm being so kind to you, aren't I? Say thank you, mistress. Say it. Good boy, okay. You can go faster now. Quicker. Notice the body sensations. Notice your breathing is speeding up and your heart is increasing now that I'm allowing you to really fuck that dick with your hand. Carry on. The build-up and the compliance. Oh, you just want to burst. You need to come. You're desperate to come. Beg me. Please, mistress, please. Come on. I want to hear it. Yes. That's it. Oh, yes. Now slower. Slow that pace right down. Stop. Very good. Look at me. Look into my eyes. Rub my feet again. Kiss my feet. Good boy. Oh, you're getting so close, aren't you? Your balls are aching. You want to come so badly. Okay. Take your whole hand now. Slow play. Firm grip. Tighten around that dick. Firmly. Throbbing. Hard and aching for me. It's at my mercy. Tell me, slave, whose cock is that to control? Whose cock? Whose cock is it? Yes. I love it when you keep saying my name. Good boy. Kinky cat, mistress cat, queen of your desires. Serve me. Yes, serve me. Keep wanking. Come on. Harder. Getting a bit faster now. And a bit faster still. Keep up the pace. Don't drop it. Don't change it. Keep going. I'm watching the rhythm, making sure you're keeping it steady. Faster. Hold your balls with the other hand and keep going with the other. That's it. Up and down your entire length. Use that pre-cum as lube if you must. Oh, look at that. Yes. I love to watch you moan and writhe. Look at this on my toes. I've got some sticky pre-cum on my toes. What have you done to my nylon feet? What have you done, you naughty boy? Well, you've made a mess. Keep going. Keep playing. I'm not telling you to come. You're not to come, but you're not to slow down either. Okay. Slow the pace slightly and build up firmly. Keep going. Don't stop. I'm going to count you in. Make sure you last and make sure that you only come when instructed to. If you do well, if you come when told, I'll let you come over my toes. How about that? Maybe. Take a deep breath in. Hold your breath. Keep playing. Keep wanking. Keep wanking. Hold your breath. Keep wanking. Keep playing. Yes. Faster. Yes. Keep going. Breathe out. Yes. Keep going. Good boy. Gonna count you down. Good boy. 10. Long strokes. Down to one finger. With intention. Knowing the prize.
9.
Keep going.
Wanting to please.
Now we're building back up to 2 fingers. Increase speed. Eyes on the prize. Desperate to please. Look at my feet like a pendulum in front of you. Waving them around you. You can just smell my scent. Worship these feet. Worship these toes. Worship me.
8.
Stop. Look at me. Breathe in. Hold it. Watch my mouth as I utter these words and numbers that control you. Everything that I say, you want to please me. Don't pick up that cock yet. Hold your breath, hold your breath, hold your breath. Let loose now. Breathe out. Good boy. That brings us down to
7.
Start again. Full hand this time, clasping your balls with one hand and rubbing your cock with the other. Full hand play, wanking, jerking, enjoying it. Not too fast, but not too slow. Take the pace evenly. That's right. Keep going. Look at me. Admire me. Take me in as you feel the pleasure building inside you.
6.
Keep going. Balls are throbbing, full of cum right now. You're desperate to cum. I can see it in your face. You're struggling. Your body is writhing. Your muscles are starting to spasm. You can't hold back. Your cock is absolutely aching. It wants to cum. It's so close. You want to cum for me and please me. No, I won't let you. Keep going strong and hard. Keep going strong and hard.
5.
Only halfway, and I'm taking my time with you, my sweet ass time. Back to using one finger now. One finger and thumb. Massage the head, tease the shaft. Oh, was that a bit of release for you? Oh, was that a bit of relief? You were so close, weren't you? Mistress is playing with you. Hold your breath. Hold it. Hold it. And now breathe out. That's right. Moan with pleasure. Look at the perspiration just dripping off you right now. Begging, needing, wanting. Desperate to please me, aren't you? Desperate.
4.
3 finger play now. That's it. Use 3 fingers. Not quite the full hand. And not quite the whole shaft, but go as fast as you can now. Yes, that's right, as fast as you can. Squeeze it a bit harder. Clench your body as you get close to climax. Clench it. Clench your ass. Yes, clench it. Oh, the frustration is building the intensity. Listen to your heart rate. It is pounding, increasing the breathing, increasing. Yes, the tension is making you shake. Yes, keep on going. Keep on going.
3.
Release the clenching. Ah, release the clenching of your body. Breathe in and let your hands and your cock take you away to a pleasure zone. That's right. Keep on going. Keep on going. Increase the speed again. Increase the speed. Stop. 3 finger play. Yes, carry on playing. Carry on playing. Stop.
2.
Whole hands now, building up with the speed and intensity. Find your rhythm. That's it. Find the rhythm that feels good for you now. Find the rhythm that makes you want to come. Look at me, admire me. Remember this feeling as you look into my eyes, as you listen to the sound of my voice, my commands, my tones. Yes, you love it. It's fucking with your brain and you love it. As you feel my warm nylon feet against your leg, running up and down your leg, teasing you as your hands play, jacking and wanking, jacking and wanking, hard and fast. Keep going, building, building, aching, clenching, building, wanting to come. Fuck that dick.
1.
Yes, come. That's right, come. Use my feet. I'm very pleased with you. Very, very pleased. Come all over them. Yes. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, look at that hot stickiness all over my toes. Hot, pulsing cock. Milk that cock dry. Milk it dry. Good boy. Look at the mess you've made. You're going to have to clean this up before I let you out again. Here, I'm going to take off these stockings right now. Still warm from my body, still scented with my perfume and my own scent. My very distinguishable scent that makes you crave me even more. Here, take it. There, that's it. Take it. Take it in your hand and breathe them in. Breathe them in. In, yes, your mistress. Remember that scent. Remember that feel. Now put them somewhere safe. That is my gift to you for being such a good boy. Maybe next time you can use them as you're jerking off. But of course, next time you'll be here again with me for your instructions. Now clean up your mess. Mistress Cat is done playing with her toy. She had fun playing with her boy. Did you have a good time? Good. Pick up your stuff. Open the door to my chambers. Once you open the door to the chambers, you see the light outside. Everything comes filtering back into your mind. You come back to the world, back to reality, back to everything you know. Follow the light. Get yourself dressed. Go outside, become more awake, become more aware, become more you. But remember, even when you leave here, you will still know
who owns you.
You know your place.
You know your owner is here, and I will see you again.